Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, December 13. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, three central banks, Japan, the Euro, and the U.S., headed in three different directions. This week, three out of the top four economies will have their central bankers meet to decide on interest rates and monetary policy to begin the new year. The only one missing is China. What makes this week so interesting is that each of the three central banks, Japan, the U.S., and the Euro, find themselves entirely in different positions, fighting different economic dragons, if you will. For Japan, the issue is deflation and a declining economy. In many respects, Japan today looks very much like the U.S. did last year, before the Biden administration took the reins and unleashed the current bout of inflation. Like the U.S. with its aging baby boomers, the Japanese population is also loaded with those who are retired, the time in life when people slow down, consume less, and of course, produce less, and their economy naturally followed that pattern. For the central bank with an aging principal demographic, the challenge is always to pour on the fuel, to provide enough stimulus to move the economy ahead. You can see what a difficult time the Japanese are having by looking at inflation in Japan. For the past several years, they've managed to stay above a price level decline, deflation, but only just barely. It's a struggle. And all of that is an exact description of the U.S., up until Joseph Biden became the 46th president. Beginning with those first few days when the president sat down at his desk and began by signing an unprecedented number of executive orders. His apparent objective was to transform social spending in the country, and he did so with a vengeance. Forget FDR and LBJ. The new champion social spender, after just 1 year, is President Joe Biden. This social spending, combined with a dysfunctional supply chain, which has made goods both scarce and expensive, and a Federal Reserve which has acted this entire year as if it needed to stimulate the economy like Japan is doing, and we now find ourselves with excessive inflation. We've gone too far. The Fed's job at this meeting and going forward is to try and put the inflation genie back into the bottle. And then we come to the European Central Bank. What can we say? It's all of this and more. Inflation? The ECB's largest and most important economy, Germany, just reported this morning an all-time record jump in wholesale inflation. Memories of the Weimar Republic still remain in this inflation-phobic country. Nevertheless, German wholesale inflation rose at a staggering 16.6% this morning, a level that nearly doubles the rise in American wholesale prices. Clearly, the ECB must make fighting inflation its first priority. Well, hold on a minute, mon ami. Just next door in France, things aren't looking quite so strong. The French inflation rate currently is just over 2%. And by Fed standards, that's the minimum rate we should expect currently for a growing economy. Remember, before this year, 2% inflation was the Fed's target. So ECB, don't stop on inflation for the Germans. France is just where it needs to be. If anything, France could use perhaps a little more stimulus. And so it goes through that loosely associated amalgam of countries called the European Union. Some need restraint, some need stimulus. Without a doubt, this week's meeting of the ECB will be the beginning of an extraordinary year, one in which, like the rest of the world, the superstate will find itself with some members needing to quell the first signs of inflation, while others will need more stimulus. So there you have it. For these three central banks, 2022 begins this week, with each headed in their own direction. The Fed will conclude by reporting their results in that all-important interest rate decision on Wednesday, while the European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan will both report on Thursday. Now, in economic news overnight, a couple of economic reports indicating just how fragile the Japanese economy remains. First reported, machine orders, those large equipment orders that are vital to the manufacturing process. Machine orders were down over 10% last month on an annual basis. And although this was apparently expected by analysts, it's still pretty stunning. And then we come to small manufacturers in Japan, the heart and soul of local business, down for the 11th month in a row. It's a hard time to be a small maker of goods in Japan. Then around the world comes those wholesale prices for Germany, once again up over 16%, an all-time record level in post-World War II Germany, and something the Germans are not going to be very happy about. A very sour note for Angela Merkel to leave on. Also reported last night was the latest rate of inflation for India, coming in at just 4.91% for month-end November. From my perspective, in this environment, anything less than 5% is a win. And that's the value side for Monday, December 13. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.